So this is also, this is not my first time coming, but it's my first time talking, so thank you. So I have not heard a lot of grandpa stories. But I think we can all can agree that our grandpas are perhaps the oldest, weirdest, and best of all of us. And both of my grandpas grew up in Chicago. They're a little more connected to the old world, for better or for worse. And do we have any Midwesterners out in the crowd? So Wisconsin. That's where they hail from. They grew up in Wisconsin, or grew up in Chicago, and then migrated to Wisconsin. And there's a book, a coffee table book. It's a little bit morbid, but it's called Wisconsin Death Trip. If there's any, it's worth checking out. It's kind of an old school. It's probably from the 70s, but it's kind of an old school dive into that which we didn't talk about. You know, my grandpa Howie was a character. And when I heard this topic of our weird families, I was thinking kind of along the lines of our mentally ill family members. And he was what they would call manic. He came back from the war a little bit different, World War II, but he was the most fun. When you're a little boy, a little blonde boy on a Wisconsin farm, and you're like bouncing along barefoot, learning how to drive a tractor, he's the most fun guy ever. my grandpa Howie electrocuted my father. And also me. So it runs in the family. Little known secret, well, maybe not so little known. If you put an electric rod into wet ground, worms come out. If you put an electric rod into wet ground that's a puddle, you will jump out. If you put an electric rod into wet ground where there's a ladder in it, your father will jump off the ladder. Three generations. So my Aunt Sue, one of the strongest people I've ever met in my entire life to this day, she basically raised my grandfather, my father, and my aunt all together, along with my grandmother. And my Aunt Sandy is mentally handicapped. And my Aunt Sue grew up, of all things, to be a prison social worker. And she managed to be, honest to God, one of the prison social workers for Jeffrey Dahmer and Ed Gein. Does anyone know who Ed Gein was? She met Ed Gein when he was in his 70s, living on a farm. This is the guy that went on to become the real-life basis for Buffalo Bill and Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So all that to say, you can make one coffee table book out of one family in South Central Wisconsin. And that's my weird family.